各位小朋友，晚安！我是故事方舟的仙女姐姐，准备好要进被窝了吗？今天的晚安故事是 Hurry Up! There is a little bear. Every morning, the little bear will hear his daddy say,
Little bear, hurry up! Eat the breakfast!Little bear, hurry up, ready to go to school. Little bear, hurry up, let's go.
When the little bear arrives at school, he will also hear his teacher say,
Little bear, hurry up, write your homework.
Little bear,
hurry up, read these books.
He doesn't understand why everyone always has to say hurry up to him. One night, he dreams that he becomes his daddy and goes to work. Then the boss says,
Hurry up, call the customers.
Hurry up, send the emails.
Hurry up, prepare the data for me.
All he hears is,
Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
Just then, the little bear suddenly wakes up. He realized that time is precious.And his daddy is working very hard. So he decides to become a self-motivated boy. 好的，今天的晚安故事是小熊快一点。有一只小熊，每天早上，小熊都会听到爸爸对他说，
小熊，快一点吃早餐。小熊，快一点准备上学。小熊，快一点，我们出发吧。
当小熊到学校的时候，也会听到老师对他说：
小熊，快一点写作业。小熊，快一点读这些书。
他不明白为什么大家总是要对他说快一点快一点。有一天晚上，小熊做梦，梦到自己变成了爸爸，并且去上班了。于是公司老板对他说，
快一点打电话给客户，快一点赶快发送邮箱讯息，快一点准备资料给我。
所有他听到的都是，
快一点，快一点，快一点，
快一点，
快一点。
这时候，小熊忽然惊醒了，他才明白时间很珍贵，而且爸爸工作很辛苦，所以他决定要成为一个自动自发的小男孩。好的。仙女姐姐想要问大家，请问为什么每天早上爸爸都要对小熊说快一点快一点呢？那么平常爸爸妈妈有没有对你说快一点？你可以像小熊一样成为一个自动自发的小朋友吗？可以请爸爸或妈妈帮你把答案写在下面的留言处，或是录语音发送到故事方舟的交流群给仙女姐姐也可以哦，这样就有机会可以获得仙女姐姐的魔法卡。时间不早了，小宝贝记得盖上被子，早点休息，我们明天见，晚安。